Being a Sun, written by Book Girl Fan, read by Raven. Summary: Timothy Wayne is Bruce Wayne's son. Tim took a step back, gearing up to run and get away from here as fast as he could. If he was quick enough, he could get to his bike before any of the others would stop him. He wouldn't have to show how badly that had hurt. Or at least, he wouldn't have to show it anymore. They were all observant enough to have seen how he reacted. "That is enough," Batman thundered. Tim stilled. Damian, mouth already open with another biting criticism, froze. Everyone else in the cave froze as well, eyes snapping straight to Batman. Tim would have used this as the perfect chance to escape, except he was well trained as the rest of him. When the Batman used that tone of voice, everyone paid attention. "Damian, Timothy is my son. He is every bit as much my son as you are, regardless of blood. If you refer to Tim in such a way again, treating him as anything other than my son, Timothy Wayne, you will be retiring as Robin for the next year." Damian opened his mouth to protest, scowl already forming on his face. But Batman quelled him with a glare. "Minimum." He turned to Tim. "Timothy?" Tim waited, knowing that whatever Batman had just said, it was still going to be his fault. For starting the fight, or for reacting, or just being present in the cave at the same time as Damian. Every time so far, it had been a variation on the same. Damian was the youngest, was still trying to get over his assassin training, still adjusting to his new family. Tim was just supposed to understand that and let it all roll over him. And if he didn't, then he was the one who ended up in trouble. Damian did too, sure, but considering Damian was nearly always the one to start it, it didn't seem fair they both always got in trouble for it. "Tim, come here." Bruce beckoned him closer. Tim came. The others discreetly turned away, resuming their cooldown from patrol. The only one who didn't was Damian, but Dick soon distracted him, and then it was just the two of them. "I was hoping you two would work this out between yourselves and manage to at least treat each other civilly, even if not as brothers." Tim winced, looking down at his boots. He hated disappointing Bruce. And even though it wasn't his fault Damian kept picking fights with him, he still felt guilty about it. Maybe if he just ignored it and let Damian win, Bruce wouldn't have to be taking him aside for a talk like this. "However," Bruce continued, voice growing softer, "I should never have let it get to this far. Damian might be my blood son, but you are just as much my son as he is, Timmy. My brave, clever son, no matter what biology has to say." Tim brought his eyes up to meet Bruce's, and the love and pride he saw there was enough for tears to start clouding his eyes. He'd been waiting and hoping for something like this ever since Damian had first shown up and tried to kill him. But after Bruce's death and Damian becoming Robin, he'd resigned himself to the fact that it never would. "Thank you, Bruce," he choked out. Bruce shook his head, looking painfully sad. "You don't need to thank me, Tim. That's something I should have told you a long time ago." Tim wiped his eyes as subtly as he could, very glad not to feel anyone's eyes on him right now, especially not Damien's. "You did. I just forgot." "Then I should have told you more often, so you could never forget," Bruce said, pulling Tim forward into a hug. Tim practically melted into it. After everything that had happened over the last year or two, especially with the constant tension of living with Damian in Bruce's arms, he could finally feel safe again. By the time he pulled away, there was only the two of them left in the cave. The others had probably moved upstairs for post-patrol snacks, and eventually sleep, leaving the two of them alone. "You should probably go and talk to Damian now," Tim said, voice much steadier than before. He was still leaning into Bruce's side, but now it was less for comfort and more out of pure exhaustion. He hadn't slept properly in 3 days, trying to solve a new case while also continuing his regular patrols and work. The case had been solved now, with evidence turned over to the police. But Bruce was warm and comfortable, and Tim didn't really want to have to stand upright. "I will," Bruce said grimly. He kept one arm around Tim's shoulders, using it to guide the two of them towards the elevator up to the manor. Tim's lips quirked upwards at the gesture, but it didn't stop him from snuggling gratefully into Bruce's arms. Part of him hoped that Damien would be waiting, and would be able to see the proof that Bruce loved him and considered him a son. Another part of him, however, remembered how hard it was to live up to Robin's that had gone before. That was the part that made him say, "Don't be too hard on him." "He needs to know that what he said tonight was not acceptable." Bruce's arm around his shoulders tightened. "I know, but he doesn't know you that well yet. Not enough to know that even when you look like you don't have any emotions, you're really a teddy bear." Teddy bear? Despite what some think, the flat intonation was not a Batman thing, but was all Bruce. Tim nodded, knowing that Bruce would be able to feel it. "Yeah, because you love us. Even when you look like you're so mad you're going to kick us out and ban us from ever working with you again." "You're my sons. Of course..." Bruce choked on his words, then took a deep breath and continued. "You are always welcome here. This is your home." "I know," Tim said, "because this place would always feel like home to him. Even when he wasn't sure if he really would be welcome. He was Timothy Wayne now, not Tabitha Drake. And the Wayne Manor was much more of a home than Drake Mansion ever had been." "But you don't think Damien does," Bruce completed. "Because even though he talks about bloodlines and being my heir, he's worried that I'll leave him just like Talia did." Tim didn't say a word. He didn't need to. Bruce took another deep breath, slowly releasing it. "Thank you, Tim. I know you don't like Damien."
"I'd like him more if he stopped trying to torment me," Tim muttered, the hurt of Damien's earlier words still not entirely erased.
"For good reason," Bruce smoothly continued. "So I appreciate you looking out for him like this." The end. Thank you for listening.